And thanks for joining me. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I've got a great special event here for us. We're getting a one-on-one tour of the brand new Sinkfield Music Center here on the MU campus with the director of the School of Music, Dr. Julia Gaines. Julia, how are you?
Oh my gosh, I can't be more excited to be doing this with you.
I know, right? I'm really excited to get in and see everything that that the building has to offer. It's beautiful from the exterior. Well, it's humongous.
I'm glad you think so. It is humongous.
So you've got enough space then?
That I'm going to say no to. This is only a phase one. We have enough space for, and we have, adequately constructed space for music, but it's not enough for the whole school. We're leaving half my colleagues over in the Fine Arts Building.
Okay. Well, let's go in and get a look.
All right, I'll show you. We're walking in the north entrance here, and this is going to be the entrance I feel like our community walks in the most to come to our evening concert. So.
Okay. Yeah, this is, it's beautiful, it's accessible, and it's a big entrance and a big stairwell.
It's actually created a little bit of an amphitheater with the entrance here and the parking lot that's kind of on a hill, which I really love. In the springtime, we'll have grass on these hills here. But, this was not an officially created amphitheater, but it's kind of created one. I'm excited about that.
Tiger Pan's going to hang out here.
Tiger Pan's are definitely going to play out here. Okay, we'll walk in.
And keep in mind, this building is still kind of under construction, so if we hear some loud construction noises, saws and things like that, not much I can do about that.
Yes, we are sharing the space with the AV people, the lighting people, the construction guys, so we're definitely in a collaborative environment right now, but that's music. We're used to that. So.
Right on.
I'm going to take you in the community entrance of the first of the performance space. There is a performance space.
Okay.
I hesitate to call it a recital hall, because it doubles as a classroom for the choral rehearsal area, and then as an evening performance space for smaller ensembles, quartets, things like that. It'll seat about 100 people.
Okay, great.
So this is our choral rehearsal space. It's beautiful with this hardwood floors and the wood finishes around. We've got some curtains hung. We can fit easy our university singers in here. Choral Union will rehearse in here Thursday night. And then in the evenings, I can easily put a quartet in here. The new music ensemble could be in here, percussion ensemble, lots of student recitals. We have a brand new piano on its way to be in here. So very excited about that.
I saw pictures of Peter picking it out in New York.
Yes, it was very fun for them.
At the Steinway store.
This is one of our premier spaces. You'll notice that when you walk through the hallways that it's an industrial looking building. We knew that with our designers. We told them that the most important thing was the inside of the rooms, not the outside. So you will see that we spent our money on the inside, not the outside. It doesn't mean the outside's not beautiful, it just looks different. And there's a theme of looking in. There's windows everywhere and we want to be able to look in. All the faculty offices have a window, lots of the practice rooms have a window, all the classrooms have a window. So even being able to see the mechanical workings of the space is looking into seeing how things work. So
very
I like
cool.
that.
Very cool. How many practice spaces are there?
There are two large rehearsal rooms and 20 extra practice rooms.
Okay, wow. And I see you've got a little camera there. Is there discussion of like webcasting performances?
Definitely. You'll be able to record in here. We'll be able to webcast. We'll be able to record performances. We'll be able to record right into our recording studio. So this is probably the most technologically advanced room because it's going to be designed for advanced recording as well as basic teaching.
Very cool.
It's really the only space in this building that was designed for performance. Everything else was designed for recording or rehearsal.
Okay. Okay, what space have we got here?
All right, I'm super excited about this space. When we first walk into it, it's almost shocking. This is the instrumental rehearsal room. They call it the IRR for short.
Okay.
But this is where we're going to rehearse band and orchestra and jazz and percussion. And it's just absolutely a gorgeous space. I think I don't know if we can pick this up on the radio, but as you can see, the acoustics are already different.
They're really good, yeah.
The acoustics between the band room or the instrumental room and the choral room are really different, and that's intentional.
Very good.
So somebody walked in here and said, hey, I could play basketball in here. And I'm like, I guess you could, but that's not the intent.
That's not the intent.
So this room has three acoustical zones. We're still waiting for some acoustical batting on the front, but then it's got the second level with the diagonal walls and then the beautiful wood clouds. What you don't even see are these curtains that are going to be installed up there that help with the acoustics a little bit.
Okay.
And of course, we're standing on an absolutely gorgeous wood floor.
Yes. And the ceiling is, not only is it functional, but it's also very pretty.
It's beautiful. This is a room that is three floors in volume because that is what our acoustician said is needed when you have as many instrumentalists in here as we're going to have in here. This is not surprising to us because we currently rehearse in a one-story volume and it's just excruciating to your ears. I mean, it's practically bad for your hearing where we currently are.
Sure.
So this space was designed for what we're going to do, like having a chemistry lab designed for 21st century chemistry. So I'm very excited about it.
Very, very, very cool.
So we're going to my favorite space.
Oh, I can't wait.
This is the recording suite. So as we come around this corner here, So this is the live room of our recording studio suite. As you look through there, you see the control room. That's where all the equipment's gonna go. This is where we're gonna be able to rehearse jazz bands, new music ensemble, small quartet solos, any kind of recording. When they asked me how big this space, I knew I didn't have infinite room, but they said, what is the biggest you think you'll need? I said a jazz band. Our jazz band, any jazz band, should be recording every semester. That's the nature of a jazz band. That's what they should do, getting to know that kind of market. More so than a choir or brass or band or orchestra, a jazz band should be regularly recording. So we made this so you can fit a jazz band. There's two isolation booths, one for a drum set, one for bass, vocal. And so anything smaller than a jazz band, we can fit in here. There'll be a nice piano. You have two acoustic zones. These beautiful scatter boxes really add a lot of visual appeal, but they're meant for acoustics. But this is absolutely going to be one of my favorite spaces. I use this example a lot, but you wouldn't have a chemistry department without a chemistry lab. We should not be without a recording studio. This is our lab. The students get to sing and then go listen to themselves and then work on it to make it better. Not that we couldn't do that with regular cheap recording, but if we're starting to compete with others in the 21st century, we need to know how to use this equipment. So we're excited that our students will get the recording ability to do so in this lab. We're also excited to teach them them how to do it on the other side. So teaching more production, that is absolutely an employable skill right now. And we're going to be able to teach that at a high level. Most of our speaker systems are 5.1, which is Netflix ready. So if we start working with film producers or anything like that, our students will know that equipment, which we're really excited about.
Very, very, very cool. And this is this is beautiful. It's a, you know, it's a 21st century studio.
I really hope that it's going to be the best recording studio in the state. I can't say that right now, but we're certainly working on it. So that's all on the first floor. Now we go up to the administrative suite.
Okay.
On the second floor. Let's go up the grand staircase. So this is our grand staircase. You can see that, obviously you can hear my voice is probably ringing a little bit more. We can see all the way to the fourth floor in this staircase. It's the only one that's a double staircase. All the rest of them are single, but I'm really excited with the way this has turned out, and I can't wait to get our first School of Music picture on these stairs.
I was gonna say, I'm seeing a lot of pictures getting taken.
Yes,
on this staircase.
Yes, I'm already planning on it. The only thing that is on this floor is the administrative suite. So as we come around this corner, you'll kind of hear my voice change. We're in a corridor now, but we're just walking over to the west side of the building. This is right above the percussion practice rooms, and it's just the administrative suite and a few faculty offices. So this is the administrative suite. These are just open offices. As you look down the hallway, there's individual offices on the right, and then at the very end, there's a conference room. Let's go look at the conference room.
Okay.
So this is the conference room, and I'm delighted that as we look out of the conference room, it is an all-window wall, and we get to look straight at Memorial Union. It's really nice, actually, without the leaves on the trees, because I can see the Union. Once the trees come, then I can't see the Union, but this is actually a really exciting space. What we can also see from the conference room is our little Juliet balcony. We have a small performance space. There'll be some seating out there, but I'm really excited that it looks out over the plaza where we can do performances or advertise things or just really enjoy the outside when we get this close to this big intersection. So that's all that's on the second floor.
Okay.
Because the choral space is two floors and the band space is three floors. So all we had was this wraparound. The other side is all mechanical. That's where they put all of our mechanical stuff. So then we just go up to the third floor. Okay, so this little area here is one of our student lobbies. We're gonna design this to have kind of be more of a student study area with some hard surfaces to do homework or put your laptops rather than just soft seating for waiting. This is on the third floor. You can see the Memorial Union again. One of the features of this building is its many, many windows, and they are well placed to really look at some of the architecture we have around campus. As you turn to the right and go away from this, we go to our practice room suite. One of the most exciting parts about the building is that we have added 20 practice rooms for our students. So when you look down each of these two corridors, you see six practice rooms designed for more individual practice, three practice rooms that are for like duos and trios, and then two that are for quartets and quintets. We have two of these hallways. These are not locked, so the students are able to come and practice with these anytime. Okay, now we are on the east side of the building on the third floor, and we have three classrooms on this side. What we're standing in right now is what we're gonna call our technology lab or our music maker lab. I'm not quite sure of the exact title, but it will have 12 keyboards in it, computers, AV stations. So this is gonna be everything technology related that we can teach classes with. All of our classrooms are set up with complete AV, with screens and speakers and cameras and computers. So we're really glad that these spaces again are bringing us into the 21st century. Our other labs were not like this. And so we're excited for our students about what this space is gonna mean to them.
Very cool. And is there like a, I know that the School of Music does some community outreach, piano practice, things of that nature. Is that going to be located, was this moving to here from Loeb or?
Yeah, this is going to be where our keyboards are located. So any kind of group piano, whether we do it for our music majors or our community outreach, is going to be in this space. It's a little bit tricky because we're now combining our piano lab with our computer lab. And we taught classes in both of them, but now we only have one space. So we're kind of using the equipment to accommodate both needs. I think it's going to work really well. We've bypassed a computer upgrade for two upgrades now so that we could get new equipment into this space. So we're getting all brand new computers. Brand new keyboards, everything's going to be brand new in this space, but it will be for our majors and for our community classes.
Very cool.
Okay, so this is the center classroom on the east side, and this replaces everything in Townsend. You know, our music education area was housed in the College of Ed for a really long time, and we recently moved it over to the College of A&S, and so we really shouldn't be using their space anymore. Townsend is a College of Ed space. So when we designed the new building, we made sure that our music ed program had its own space. So everything in here is going to be music ed related. We have these beautiful storage cabinets for all of the guitars, for our guitar classes, all of our ORF instruments. Again, it's fully equipped with all the AV stuff, and it even has two beautiful windows in it.
And about how many music educators do you graduate here every year?
Boy, we graduate probably 25 a year. We have 100% job placement right now, if they don't mind that first job being in a small school. There are jobs for music educators in every area, band, general, choir, orchestra. So we're really proud of our music ed program. Okay, so our third classroom here is just a general classroom. We'll probably teach oral skills in here, or music history, or entrepreneurship. It'll seat about 30, 35 students. Again, is loaded with all the AV stuff. So we're hoping to use this classroom a lot for our music major classes, but also for our non-music major classes. Again, two windows makes it really nice to be able to look out of and get some sunlight into these spaces. So we're really looking forward to what we're going to be able to program in this space. Okay, Erin, I'm gonna take you to the super private space up here. We have a stairway to the fourth floor. But Julia, you asked me, this building only has 3 floors of programmatic space. That is very true. This 4th floor has been coined the penthouse by the construction workers. The reason we have this very little amount of 4th floor is for the elevator. As I mentioned, this is only phase 1. We do not have enough space to bring all of us over from Fab. So phase 2 has to be 4 floors to fit all of our programmatic needs in it. It is very expensive. In fact, I think I've been told, not doable to build 4 floors if the elevator has not already been built to a 4th floor. So, to ensure we have a phase 2, because this was a problem with Fab, they put the elevator on later. They didn't build it to a 3rd floor, even though everybody thought there might be a 3rd floor. The excuse always came, it's too expensive to build the elevator to the 3rd floor. We'd have to totally redo it. And I did not want that argument coming up again. So we told the designers, we're only building a phase 1, but it's critical we're adequately prepared for phase 2. And we are. As you're looking at it, we only have this stinky little 4th floor. All right, Aaron, I'm taking you into one of our 6 percussion practice rooms on the 1st floor. Percussion had to go on the bottom floor because it was the cheapest place to put them. That means they didn't have to put any extra acoustic work under the bottom, under the floor. So it was the cheapest place we had to put them. But what I want you to notice in this room is the walls. It is very important acoustically that we do not have straight walls. So when you stand in here, it might be a little strange because it is not a box. When you have an absolute box, your acoustic go in a plus sign. That's why you stand in some rooms and you think, why can I hear really well here and I can't hear really well here? That's because the acoustics are very horizontal and vertical. When you don't have straight walls, the angles of the sound waves are bouncing off the walls in all these different angles, creating a much fuller sound in the space, and that is what we wanted. So, on the outsides of the walls, they'll be straight. But nowhere in this space, in an interior room, are you going to find a straight wall.
Wow.
And that's really important because you know what? That's actually expensive.
It is. I'm familiar because that's exactly how we design the studios at KBIA and Classical 90.5
yes,
FM.
Yes, I know about that. So it's important to know that people don't walk in here and think, the walls are not straight. They messed up. No, it's very important to have angles all over our walls where we're going to make music.
Very, very cool. Julia, this is an amazing space, and Columbia and the University of Missouri is incredibly lucky to have it.
I agree. We are super excited about it. I can't wait to get students in here next week. So I'm thrilled that it's almost time.
Wow. Well, thanks again so much, Dr. Julia Gaines, Director of the University of Missouri School of Music, for taking me on this little tour of the brand new Sinkfield Music Center here on the University of Missouri campus, right on Hitt Street, right here in the heart of campus.
Hitt Street University, that's us.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.